Welcome to Jesus Listens Stories of Prayer. I'm Susie McIntyre Eaton, and I'm talking to Colton Dixon. Colton Dixon has a new single that came out in 2022, and it was a blockbuster. And he relates to how Noah was commanded by God to build a boat in the midst of a time when there was no rain. And it was like hilarious. What are you talking about? I'm going to need a boat in this world? And yet he was obedient to God, and he built the boat and saved mankind and the animal kingdom in that. So stay tuned. You're going to love the humility and the spirit behind Colton Dixon.
We're out on a tour called the Build a Boat Tour. It's the biggest headline tour I've ever been able to do as an artist. And every night I just have to pinch myself. And honestly, all credit to God, because as you are well aware, there's no formula in writing a song on how it's going to do on the charts or anything like that. But the coolest thing to me is how this song called Build a Boat has connected with people. And it's just, I get a front row seat into what God is doing in their life every night. And it's just so cool how people are clinging on to this song as this is the song of their season.
You have come upon some pretty hard decisions and seasons of your life, even though you're very, very young.
Yeah, it was right after Idol that I did a deal with Capital Christian initially. And since then, we're now with Atlantic. It wasn't an easy pill to swallow. As any artist, I don't know if you've ever experienced this, getting dropped by a record label is not a fun thing. It wasn't an expected thing for us either. We had just started working on a fourth full-length record, you know, and then all of a sudden it was like, actually, I think it's time to, you know, go separate ways. It's just like, oh,
really?
Wow. What am I going to do now? For some reason, you put so much of your identity and so much of your self-worth in having a record label. So during that season, that was 4 or 5 years ago, I really learned that God was my provider. It wasn't my job title. It wasn't a security of having a record label. God's word is a lamp unto our feet, a light unto our path. You know, no matter how dark or desperate it might seem, turn to God's word, because it will always illuminate the way you should go. Always.
Being in Christian music, it's a fine line, isn't it? To be able to put that flesh down and say, oh, well, I'm really something here tonight. I'm touching people's lives. But to constantly remind ourselves that it's not us, it's the spirit within us doing this work. How do you deal with that? I mean, as you look out on this crowd just going crazy, And how do you deal with it in the moment?
One is the Bible is kind of like, or God's word, time with God is like gasoline. Like, you can only go so far until you're running on empty. It's something that you continually have to do every day. And if you don't, it's not even that it's a big change, but you can just feel yourself start to shift. Right. And you start to believe what people are telling you, both good and bad, because you're not pouring yourself into what God says about you.
Anything else you want to share with our listeners today? Any encouragement?
Just don't lose faith. And I guess one other thing I would say, we've got a new song called My Light, and it comes from Psalms 119. Okay. God's word is a lamp unto our feet, a light unto our path. You know, no matter how dark or desperate it might seem. Turn to God's word, because it will always illuminate the way you should go. Always. You know, his word is alive, and it illuminates different things at different times for me. And I just think that's so cool. So, just open up the Bible and ask God to show you something today. And you'll be amazed at what comes out of that time.
Would you mind reading for us, Mark?
No, I've got mine too.
Good for you. Good for you.
Come on. March 9th. And Jesus listens. My ever-present Lord, I've been looking ahead at uncertainties, letting them unnerve me. I see fear and discouragement waiting alongside my pathway into the future, ready to accompany me if I let them. Please keep reminding me that you go before me and will be with me. You hold me by my right hand. Because you live beyond time, you're able to be with me where I am and simultaneously be on the path up ahead. Isn't that the coolest thing?
It is.
He's with us, but he's also cheering us on from the other side. I love that. Through eyes of faith, I can see you shining brightly, beckoning me on, encouraging me to fix my gaze on you. So I will cling tightly to your hands as I walk past those dark presences of dread and discouragement. Help me keep looking toward your radiant presence that beams out unfailing love and endless encouragement. My confidence comes from knowing you are continually with me and you are already in my future, preparing the way before me. If I listen carefully, I can hear you calling back to me from the trail up ahead, words of warning and wisdom, courage and hope. Do not fear, for I am with you. Do not anxiously look about you, for I am your God. Mm-hmm. I will strengthen you. Surely I will help you. In your powerful name, Jesus, amen.
Amen. I enjoyed the heart of Colton Dixon. I pray that he has continued success in leading people to worship in his concerts, in his life at home with the twins and with his family. He's a really, really neat guy that I was honored to be able to visit with today. We'll be back again with another story and another guest. But until then, in your everyday life, please remember that Jesus cares for you. He listens to you, and he's just a prayer away.
Be sure to follow us on social media and on the Jesus Calling podcast on Apple or wherever you get your podcasts so that you can keep up with our weekly audio episodes and special monthly series like this one. And be sure to subscribe to the Jesus Calling channel on YouTube, where you'll find the video version of this interview. Thanks for listening.